Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
No white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. This is going to be a hell of a day, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. My God, there's a lot going on there. And I'm not going to waste any time, okay? Greg Cosell is going to join us in an hour, and we'll hop around in the NFL and the Niners, and we'll do the deep dive, and it's the bye week, so we can really deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's at 3:15. Outside of that, this is Warrior fan phone call heaven, because there is so much to unpack from a night like last night. There's the micro. They should have stuck with Pat Spencer.
Fine.
Right? There's the macro. They don't have anybody tall. And then there's the other, which is like Kuminga's agent is in the stands with a phone.
Part of the macro, too, is, and I'm going to borrow from Priest.
Yeah.
They're too old.
Yeah, well,
like Jimmy Butler had a tailbone, and now he has a knee, and Steph Curry is out for an additional week because his thigh contusion. So I do think if you want to look at the macro, part of the macro is your old guys, Al Horford, I got sciatica, Steph Curry's got a quad that's not a week, it's two, and Jimmy Butler has a new injury, so yes, I'm with you, micro, macro, last night, and for me, last night was like, okay, you're not going to win, oh my God, you're going to win, okay, you're not going to win, so it was kind of like a three different tiered emotion, so for me, it's hard to like look at it and say, I'm disappointed, but there was that moment, Draymond hits the three, 7 minutes to go, you're up four, and I'm sitting there lying in bed watching it, and I'm laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to beat OKC with this collection of ragtag nobodies?
Who made the comment? Was it TK that did the whole, like, it's a Valkyries game in here right now? Who said that? Tim Kawakami?
Yep.
He's right.
You were there.
It was a Valkyries game in there. I've been to a Valkyries game, and I went to last night.
But the first half was more like a Giants game circa 2022.
That's a good comp.
Like,
that's a good comp.
They're down 5-0 to the Nationals. They've got three hits.
The first half was a section-by-section conversation about should we stay. That was the first half.
Yeah. Thank you, Farhan.
Should we stay? Because it's like it's 9:45 on a Tuesday. Should we stay? They're down by 19. They're not coming back.
Did you ever like go full Steiny and put the jacket on?
No, I didn't do that.
Because that's the Steiny move at 208. Like today he didn't do it because the crossover was hot.
Yeah.
But some days it's like 207. The jacket's on. The crossover's down 17. Okay, I get that.
The second half was unbridled fun. It was like it was fun that you know, sometimes you'll go to a bar and you're like five drinks in. And you're like, this is really fun. But you're like, boy, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow.
Yep.
Like, this was that fun that you can feel good about. This is like going on a family vacation and everybody actually gets along. This is that kind of fun. And that's
I'll be honest with you, early fourth when the Warriors like, oh, great third quarter, yeah. Cool. Early fourth, I'm lying in bed and I was like, oh my God, I don't do jealousy, but I was jealous of you because you were there.
It was really
with
fun.
With lovely Christy, and I'm thinking, God, for a moment, I was like, God, I wish I was there.
Yeah, she probably would have subbed out with you if she had known because she was exhausted. But that's yeah. Like, yeah, we sat and it got really fun because that's what I'm getting at. As soon as you realized, and those of us who are in the building and we're not watching on TV and getting reports and all this stuff, it took me a few minutes to even realize that Jimmy wasn't out there. And then I'm like, ooh, he's not on the bench either. I'm like, hon, Jimmy not coming back in this game. And so now you're like, all right, a team that's 20-1, just list the things that are happening. They're 20-1. They're up by 19. Steph and Jimmy are not playing. Now, go ahead. What would you expect to have happen?
They'll go down by 28.
Right. And then 35.
It'll be Gee and LJ Cryer if totally. He's on the roster yet. And
that's
like,
exactly what everyone's yeah. thinking. But the opposite happens. And so what expectations are not in the room. And that's what TK meant by it's a Valkyries game. The Valkyries, if any of you went to a Valkyries game this year, when they lose, they get a standing ovation.
Right.
There's no expectation in the building. So there's none of that cynicism that takes over sports. Kyle Shanahan will never win the big one. There's none of that. That's gone. It's just, I'm here to see if they can do it, and if they can't, that's okay. That's pretty much what took over, and that's super fun. Now, it's not necessarily satisfying, because I'm with Draymond. Forget moral victories. What does that mean? This is big boy sports. But in that moment, you had no reason to think anything good was going to happen, and then good did happen, and it happened from the two unlikeliest sources in the entire building.
Yep.
The smallest little 12th man on the bench, combined with a guy who had to wipe spider webs off of his own body in order to go play a basketball game for the first time in 8 months and barely ever missed a shot. So that's what was happening. And so it was great fun, great fun. But it leads to all of these other things. And the micro and the macro from Steve Kerr's rotations, whether that be about replacing Pat Spencer, sitting Jonathan in the fourth, whatever it may be, or all the way over to Mike Dunleavy not signing anybody over 6'5", except for a guy who's had his 40th birthday,
right.
And they knew, even in a perfect world, wouldn't play a good handful of the games this year. This is what I want to get into. And honestly now, we are extending the invitation to each and every one of you who want to talk this out. 888-957-9570. From Steve Kerr and then all the way upstairs. Are the Warriors doing a good job? Are they? Because we're talking about people who have amazing resumes, and we're talking about people who, in some ways, started constructing this team last February. Earlier this year,
right,
is when this all came together.
At the deadline, yeah.
And the early returns were really good. And now we get to this moment. Quarter pole of the season. Some injuries that some would call predictable are starting to take over. And then some of the clear things that are in the Warriors' way are showing themselves. Lack of height, lack of speed, lack of youth, lack of.
Sure.
So, what do you all think? In this moment, are the Warriors doing a good job?
I think they are, because I look at what they are and who they are and what they possibly could do. And you've got Steph making maybe the most this year of any player. You got Jimmy making top seven money. You got Draymond making a boatload. And so, yeah, you're top heavy. And you decided to go all in on older guys, which you brought back GP2, who's north of 30. And that's what you're doing. And so, yeah, you've got younger players who are still trying to find their way. You've got an older core who is either good enough or not good enough, healthy or not healthy. And then you look at last night and, you know, you're down by 22 and then you go on a little bit of a run and it was Pods, by the way, two free throws, Pods a three, yep. GP2 a layup, Draymond Green a layup, And then when GP2 banked in that three to cut it to 12, that's when I thought,
shoulder shrug, yeah.
And I was laughing at that point, like, oh.
How could you not? He was laughing.
Maybe we have a little bit of action, and that was still in the third quarter, but they went from 22 down to 10, and you thought, okay, OKC's better. Yeah. They're the best team in basketball. They're going to right the ship, but they didn't right the ship. And then that's when Pat Spencer kind of did his thing, back-to-back buckets, Buddy Hield with a step back. And so you had no Jimmy, you had no Steph, and yet by the time you got to the end of that third quarter, you were only down by three. So you went from 22, I know it was 19 at the half, but you got down by as many as 22, and now it's cut to three, and you're thinking, wow, okay, maybe if. And so forget the micro of last night, and we could do the micro.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of micro.
Should they have stuck with Pat?
I would have.
Is Pods overrated? Yeah. Should you have played JK? Like all the rest of the minutiae of it. I look at the macro of it, and 22 games in, you haven't had Steph more than, like, what, 15 of the 22, and you know, Jimmy's been a little bit in and out, and Al Horford has not been able to play that much. I think the macro still looks pretty good. I don't think they're a 50-win team. They might be 44, but that's going to be enough. Can you be healthy in April? That, to me, is going to be my headline all year long.
Yep.
Can you be healthy in April? If you're healthy in April, I do think you have the pieces to be able to, you know, win a series and maybe win another series, well, and then go from there.
To me, there needs to be moves. They might not.
And there will be.
Yeah, they might not need to be huge moves.
I do think the micro of last night is.
Trades are hard.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, trades may not be that hard with Jonathan Kuminga because looking at my fourth quarter box score and he played no minutes.
Yeah. But actually, I think it will be hard because. And the real reason is not, you know, everybody does that. You love JK, you hate JK. The problem with trading JK is that we're 5 years in and the league still doesn't know who he is. That's the problem. The problem is they don't know who he is. The Warriors don't know who he is. He doesn't know who he is. Other teams don't know who he is. You can be intrigued by the things that he has.
The ha-ha?
Well, there's multiple kinds of ha-has, and he does them all. But like you don't have a clear definition of who and what he is in this league. And I think everybody should be able to agree on that. There is not a clear definition of who he is. And therefore that makes it hard to trade him. The hard part is we don't know who he is. The easy part is his contract is very tradable because it can be an expiring contract this year if you want it to be, or it can be another full year after this year of team control, and it's got a good salary to it, but not a huge salary to it. So I find that to be a very tradable contract.
Yep.
But the player is still a polarizing head scratcher for a lot of people. And so you can like or not like or have concerns or things that you do like, but there's no way for any team to be like, he will come here and do this, and we know this for sure.
And the comp, I think, is Andrew Wiggins. Hi, this is Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
When the Warriors traded Andrew Wiggins, and you know what he is. He is about 15 a night. He's about 11 shots a night. He'll get you 5 rebounds a night. He'll defend at a slightly better than average level. Andrew Wiggins is maybe the most bankable player
yep.
in basketball, and the antithesis is this, where Kuminga could be 25 a night for a bad team. He could be 13 a night for a good team. You don't know.
So from Steve Kerr to Mike Dunleavy and beyond, are they doing a good job? I actually, the issue I have with them is not about really last night. It's actually much more about the last 7 or 8 months. The issue I kind of have that I think set the table for the tone of this moment. So we'll get to that coming up. We'd really love to hear from as many of you as possible today. So Dante and Pete and Mick, 888-957-9570. From Steve Kerr on up, are the Warriors doing a good job right now? We'd love to hear your answers to that. It's a Warrior Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Let's talk some Warrior basketball. Greg Cosell in 45 minutes. It's Withered and Dips.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuminga off pick and roll, no advantage, brings it back outside and hands the ball off to Spencer. Spencer takes a 14-footer off of one leg, no good. Post has the rebound, out to Buddy Hield. Heel penetrates to Spencer. Left corner, three on the way. Got it! 9-point quarter, 11-point game for Spencer.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And hey, Dibs, your picks sometimes stink. But I like, sometimes.
Not this year. Nope.
Thanks, Pat. It was fun last night. I would have left him in. And I say that only because, and this is always my rule, did you think it at the time? I don't like the hindsight 2020. Brandon came in, turned the ball over. Steve Kerr, you dummy. You should have stuck with Pat. The second he took him out and we were sitting on that side of the arena, I was like, oh, you're taking him out? But, yeah, that's micro. And again, I'd have given you every dollar I have that we never would have had a show where people were lined up going, you should have stayed with Pat Spencer. I never. I'd have bet everything. I'd have bet it all. But here we are. But what really gets me about this moment, because I'm still, and I think you are too, like we're only 22 games in. There have been injuries to main guys. The schedule's going to lighten up. This might feel different in another 6 weeks. It really might. I think it probably will. We'll see. And so I'm here for all of that. What still gets me is the offseason. It still gets me. And that is this organization decided to conduct itself in such a way where everybody was allowed to head on a four-month-long standoff and a fight with one of their, let's be real, one of their not best players.
Right.
And allowed that.
He's rotational, but
Right, yeah. Like, he's not one of their top two or three players. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's an intriguing player. He's a player that, you know, I think you want on your team. We're still trying to figure that out. But you conducted yourself in such a way where you went on a three-month, four-month standoff with a player, and that disallowed you from getting engaged into anything else that you might have been able to do. And you clearly, you probably needed to get something else in the big, in-the-paint presence market. You decided to go get someone who's 40 years old, can't play a lot of the games, and even he had to wait until training camp was already open to finalize the deal. This isn't about JK. It could have been any player, any one of those rotational players. If I'm the Warriors in that moment, I would have created deadlines, fake ones. I'd have been like, "Here, this is the offer, or these are the offers that we will do, and you can take them, and we will give you 3 weeks to decide, but in 3 weeks, we're going to start signing other players, and those offers are going to start going down."
Well, they probably did that, but he also had the idea of the qualifying offer that he could just sit there and accept.
Then
and
do
so,
it. Do it.
Well, and he probably would have, and that also would have limited you from what you wanted to do and what you actually could have done.
I don't think he would have done it. Well, I would have called that bluff from the beginning.
Well, I think they called the bluff, and then he said, okay. And that's where they waited and they waited and they waited, and you got to the very end, and they decided, well, the best thing now for us is to give him a contract that we can then trade, and J.K. Day is now coming up in 43 days,
yeah.
6 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. So I do think it's a little Aiyukian in that they probably called him on that, and he said, okay, well, I'll just play on the QO then, for 7.9.
Then do it. Then
well,
move.
They didn't want that. They wanted to have that $24 million to be able to trade.
I get it.
And so
I get it, but
he called their bluff. They said, all right, then do it. And he said, okay, I will. And you got to the very end, and then Aaron Turner came on, Steiny and Guru, and did an hour interview from a gym with Kuminga doing a cameo, and now Aaron Turner's on Twitter.
I think
that the whole thing is a little bit wackadoodle, to use your word, and it's a little wackadoodle, but here we are where Kuminga plays in the third quarter, and he wasn't great in terms of, like, good decisions, but he was active. He rebounded.
Yeah,
he kept things alive. He committed a very, very loose and sloppy foul at the end of the third. It's one of those things that you just cannot do.
He hit a three. He had a putback dunk. He did finally get a foul call. He made one of two from the line. He did some things. Yes.
The quarter to me was a microcosm of the Kuminga experience, where you saw the flashes of, like, yeah, Kuminga, you can score, you can do this. He had a couple of mid-ranges that were, like, you know, and Fitz even was like, the mid-range, you don't want the mid-range.
Like, don't do it.
You were in the game, and Fitz is like, you either want a layup or a three, you don't want the mid-range with 12 on the shot clock.
I don't know why he can't stop doing that. You can almost see him, right? This is what I really hate. When he gets the ball right now, you can see him thinking. Like, you can see the smoke coming out of his ears. And that's not good. And that's not all his fault.
Well, especially without Jimmy and Steph.
No, yeah.
I do think that makes him change a little bit. Like, okay, now it's my time to shine.
Right. He's overthinking. He's lost. He doesn't know exactly what is the right thing. And he doesn't want, like, if he does the wrong thing, I'm going to get pulled out of the game. Take it from somebody who was largely a bench player in high school. It's really hard. You feel like you go in and you make one bad decision.
That's not a boop.
And you can turn around. Yeah, if I had been a starter, maybe you could have whooped it. But yeah, anyway, I get it. Half boop. So anyway, like, it's hard. It's hard when you think the coach is on your shoulder when you're trying to play basketball. I get that. But the bottom line is the bottom line. He looks lost. He's not aggressive. And he keeps going, all right, I'll go into the lane. Oh, it's not there. Okay, turn around, fall away from 12 with a hand in my face. No.
Worst shot in basketball.
Don't do that. And he keeps doing that. And that's, you know, okay, you got to work through some things. But then when your agent is in the third row with his phone, like, geez, this is awful. This is awful for everybody. And that part's got to stop. And part of that blame is clearly on the organization because they let this happen all summer long. That's part of my point. I know you want to play the negotiating part of it, and I get that. But when you let this go all the way into training camp, you're setting the table. You're setting the table for a fight. And to think that a few good games was to make that fight go away, you were wrong. And that's my answer right now for, are they doing a good job? They are paying now for what happened over the summer. It set a tone around this entire thing, and it probably, in some way, shape, or form, prevented them from having some seven-footers who could guard Chet Holmgren, for crying out loud, so that he's not dropping the ball over the rim as if he's playing Nerf hoop with his kid. That's what it looked like last night.
But they were not available, those seven-footers.
I don't know who
was
available.
And you've got a seven-footer, but he doesn't really play like that.
I mean, Ayton was available. I didn't want him, but like, you could have...
You could have kept Kevon Looney, who's not 7 feet, but he's at least a guy who is, you know, somebody who can defend on the interior better than what you have. And so, yeah, yesterday, small sample, you had no answer for a lot of things, including, Chet Holmgren at the rim and Gilgeous Alexander. Certainly he's, you know, the best player in the league. He's the MVP and all the rest of it. But the JK part of it, he goes in the third quarter and it's a little bit up, it's a little bit down. I thought he showed energy and effort, and then the fourth quarter he doesn't play. And then the agent is tweeting out, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so that just adds to the mix.
All right, let's hear from y'all. So that's the question. Are the Warriors doing a good job? This is from Steve Kerr on up. Let's start with Pete in the city. Hi, Pete. Thanks for the call. What's up? Hey, Pete, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, let's do it, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Willard and Dibs, man, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, man, first and foremost, before I get to my point, just to piggyback off what y'all was just talking about with Kuminga, he doesn't look lost or unaggressive out there. He looks like a guy that knows he's on his way out the door. And based on the conversation yesterday with Nick when he came on, the writing's on the wall. And it's not just him. It's a few other players that's playing like they know that their name is in the shuffle to get somebody better. And I think Steve Kerr kind of, he basically said it in the beginning of the year that most of these games, the first 20 games, and what he's going to do is going to view the landscape and see how the other teams are and decide what he needs going forward. And if these players that hasn't developed and that's been on the Warriors for years don't take that next step, then they're out of the door. And I'm okay with that. They can hit the road, you know what I mean, because it's just they don't know how to play with these vets, and they haven't developed fully to where we can count on them. Now, what I'm really mad about today is these fans calling in, these shaky fans, man. They so finicky. They calling in complaining about Steve Kerr taking this person out, doing this and that. Man, this dude is he already told you what he's up to, man. He said that the first 20-something games, they're just trying to see how the lineups is. They're not trying to win games or none of that. I mean, they're just trying to play and just test the lineups and see how it goes and see moving forward what kind of makeover that they need to do for the lineup. I just feel like some of these dudes is not going to be on the team going forward.
That might be the case.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Pete, thanks for the call. Like, I'd say this. I do. Pete's got a point, but I think the way, Pete, that you're sort of pitching how Steve Kerr feels about this, I think you're underselling it a little bit. Like, if you watch Steve on the sideline last night and many other recent nights,
yep,
dude, he's barking at people. He's getting up into people. He's frustrated. So I don't think he's just kicking back in a smoking jacket like, we're just checking lineups. It's the first 22 games. It's kind of like whatever. No. And how much can you really check when your key people aren't even out there and the whole organization is based on how you play with those players? And those players aren't out there. So, like, how much information are you really getting out of a night like last night?
Not a ton. I mean, you're getting information, I think, about Seth Curry. And, yeah, I mean, he fits and he can shoot it and he's great. And Pat Spencer, when you go to Pat Spencer, he plays and he plays hard. And he's not always that good, but he's a guy who you could keep as your 12th or 13th guy without a problem. But I do think about, like, the future. When D'Anthony Melton comes back and Steph comes back and Al Horford, in theory, gets healthy, and you start to like look at your real 10-man rotation, you start to look at who's going to be on the outside looking in, and you've got guys like Gui Santos, fine, he's going to be on the outside. Quentin Post, I don't know how much he'll play. TJD, he's now in that third team, but you start to look at the trade deadline, and I look at Buddy Hield as a guy where if Seth Curry continues to shoot better than Buddy, like why would you have Buddy and Seth on the team? So I think about the deadline, and you know we're 43 days away from when they can trade Jonathan Kuminga. And if you really want to make a trade with Kuminga, you want to add somebody to it. And Buddy Hield makes about $7 or $8 million, and that's a real added piece to where you can get somebody who is a $35 or $40 million a year veteran who can come in and actually help you.
Maybe, yeah. And remember, like in the breaking news just came earlier today, D'Anthony Melton will debut tomorrow night in Philadelphia. And so you keep adding guards to the mix, and I think it furthers your point. Like Seth Curry, that was a really encouraging start to his Warriors career. And now there's going to be D'Anthony Melton, who we know, if he's healthy, they want him to be a key piece in this whole thing. All right, so who gets moved down the bench or off of the bench? Because these two guys, at least so far, like, I think they're going to stay. I think they're going to stay. I think they're going to get minutes. So, Buddy Hield, Pods, Kuminga, Moody, all of the wings. I don't know.
And Pat Spencer's on a two-way deal, and exactly. He only gets 55 games anyway, so you're going to use him when you need him. And if he gets close to that limit, you can go ahead and send him back to Santa Cruz, and that's fine because that's what you have as an option for Pat Spencer. But for me, it's more about Buddy, and I guess to a lesser extent, it's about Moses Moody. I do think you still want Moody because he is a good defender. And like Buddy, if he's not making threes, what does Buddy do for you?
Yeah, and he's not as bad defensively as I think people often him.
Yep.
But he's not as good as Moses Moody. I agree, although Moody's having a little bit of a tough stretch. All right, so we're asking, from Steve Kerr on up, are the Warriors doing a good job? What do you think right now? 888-957-9570. Mick in San Bruno is next up. Hi, Mick. Thank you for the call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So listen, you hear me?
We got you.
Yep.
Okay, so listen, it starts with Dunleavy on up. Let's talk about Dunleavy. We spent a whole offseason without making a significant move. You know, we got Horford. But Horford, you know, was 40 years old, and he was going to continuously have injuries. If you had a guy like Horford when he was with Atlanta and he went to Boston, that was the year that I was really in favor of Horford coming to the Warriors when he was a free agent. But they didn't get him. Okay, next, you look at Kerr. And Kerr, he can only coach with what he has. They are a slow, small team. When they were champions years ago, they could get by with a smaller team, and they really didn't have a small team because every once in a while they would have a big man to fill up the middle. This they don't have it all now, and so therefore, you know, you just are not going to compete against a team. Then look at Steph. Steph is a great player. Don't get me wrong. I love Steph Curry. Steph Curry's my guy. But he also is a turnover freak. And he turns the ball over 5, 7, 8 times a game himself. If you equate those turnovers into points, let's say hypothetically, those turnovers turn into points, he has given up 16 points a game. You take that away from his overall score, he's just a regular player. Draymond. Should have got rid of Draymond 2 years ago. Draymond certainly defensively is the guy and all those good things. But throwing up those bricks, the three-pointers, consistently, he doesn't even have a shot. Okay, Buddy Hield should have never came back. I don't know why they re-signed Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield was the clubhouse favorite. You know, he got along with everybody, made everybody laugh, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Mick, let me jump in on that. They didn't ever re-sign Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield was this was the And thank you, Mick, very much. This was the contract that they acquired, and it was all part of that Klay Thompson massive 413 team deal or whatever that the whole thing was. So there was no re-signing of that, and that's actually a pretty affordable deal. I don't know how controversial the whole Buddy Hield thing is. We do hear a lot. I hear a lot of people. Boy, they should have traded Draymond 2 years ago. I just think it's not that you can't have that opinion, but I hope you know you're screaming into the wind. Like, the Golden State Warriors, come hell or high water, have felt for years. I remember when Monty Poole came on our show 2.5 years ago, and we talked about moving Draymond Green. And you remember damn well what he said.
Yep.
He goes, the first thing the Warriors would try to do if they move off of Draymond Green is go find another Draymond Green.
Yep.
And so I know he's a very non-traditional basketball player, but good teams value a lot of the things he does. Is he a headache sometimes? Sure he is. Is he awkward on offense? You damn well better bet. Does he make Steph Curry better, and is he brilliant on defense? Check and check. And the organization's going to pay for that every time until Steph retires.
That's right.
Period.
And you're going to keep chasing it with veterans, and you're not going to, you know, trade Draymond or trade Jimmy. I don't believe in all the talk about, like, oh, you know, package Jimmy and whoever for Giannis. I don't think that's going to happen now. Even if Giannis wanted to be a Warrior toward the, you know, the end of the Steph run, I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah, and this is where I wonder about people who criticize the offseason. I don't know what they could have done. You're not going to trade Steph, and you're not going to trade Jimmy. And you're going to keep Draymond Green because, like you said, Monty Poole told us that if you trade Draymond, you're looking for another Draymond. So what are you going to do? And JK, you couldn't sign and trade him, really. I mean, you tried to, but no team wanted to pay. Well, and no team wanted to give you half on the dollar, remember?
Right.
In the sign and trade, if you sign it for 25, you only get $12 million
back. I totally get it. Monty Poole said something to Stein and Goo, though, that I thought was really interesting, and it's just this fact. However they played the offseason, we sit here today where JK is aware that the Warriors tried to trade him, and the Warriors are aware that JK was fine with it. That leads to a relationship that's some kind of way. Like, I've always said this, and take it from two people who've been through it. If you sit down...
Me and you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You sit down with your significant other and start talking about divorce, just do it. You're out. You're out. You don't, like, at that level of a relationship, you don't, like, hey, should we move on? Yeah, I think we should. Ah, change our mind. Let's stay. You're out. Both of these parties have 1.5 feet out the door.
But it's funny you say that, because even when you have that conversation, you might have 2 weeks where it's like,
this was fun.
This is great. Like, we're back.
Which is what happened.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like two or three weeks of like, yeah, you know, this is just like the old days. And then, you know, 3 weeks go by and then she does something, or you do something, or you both do something, and, you know, JK takes a couple of mid-range shots, and now he doesn't play in the fourth quarter, and his agent tweets, and it's like, yeah. Call my divorce lawyer again.
Kevin Pleasanton says, shame on Willard and shame on Dibs.
Let's take it.
All right, Kevin Pleasanton.
I wonder who has more shame, you or me.
Let's go, Kev. What's up?
Okay. Gentlemen, listen. So, again, I've called you guys a few times, and I just want to say my son's a college coach. What goes on, and my mom played pro ball. So what? I'm not a fan. I just care about players. So listen.
All right.
What goes on in the locker room, guys, all the noise outside, Steve Kerr can care flying, you know what.
That's true.
He does not care.
That's true.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, it's sad that he took away the Jeremy Lin moment for Pat Spencer.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
Because right now, as fans, the Warrior fans, they're not having any fun. The stadium was empty last night.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't empty, but it was empty compared to... Comparatively.
Yeah, I was there, Kev. So no, it was not empty. That's not true.
But you know what I'm saying. It's not as full. And I'm saying it's just fun. It's not as fun.
It was dead. We were a bunch of dead fish in the first half because it was a snooze. But the second half, Kevin, was lit. It was lit.
It was lit because of the guys were playing with some vigor and fight.
I agree.
Right? That's all we can hope for. But it's just sad, though. 10 years ago, that lineup was not a Steph-only lineup. That was everybody ate. Now the lineup is Steph eats. And unfortunately, it was constructed, and you guys were heading towards that, you know, direction, what you were saying. It was just headed that way with how it's constructed. And so until Kerr either leaves or we stop selling Steph jerseys, which ain't going to happen, we're stuck with this. It's just unfair that we're blaming players because it's the system. Because quite frankly, guys, if you guys were on Kerr as you are on Kyle Shanahan when he messes up, it would be a different story. It really would.
So, Kev, first of all, I failed to hear the shame on Willard, shame on Dibs part, number one. But number two, like, I think that some of what we're talking about here when we do this whole, like, oh, it's too much about Steph and all of that stuff. What did you want them to do? What did you all? That part is where I'll push back. What'd you want the Warriors to do? Cut Steph? Not re-sign him? Trade him for pick? Like, what did you want them to do? Part of this is just the natural evolution of a dynasty and a great player. It's natural.
Yep, and having the highest paid player in basketball. Yeah. That's how it's going to go.
All right, we're not done with this, and we're not done with you. Ooh, the coach has got beef. EJ, Fred, stay right where you are. We're coming in Greg Cosell's in 20 minutes. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.